You're listening in to KATE 1450. We're talking sports all hour, as we do every single weekday here on KATE Radio. And we're joined over the phone by Amber Shuey, a former Albert Lea High School athlete and now Albert Lea High School Athletics Hall of Famer, who also does some teaching too still as well. And before we get into the sports, Amber, I do want to start there. It's, I'm sure, really different for you over these last few weeks to get adjusted to having to do all of this stuff with teaching online. Teachers are faced with all sorts of different challenges throughout a school year and multiple school years anyway, but I'd have to imagine this is a bit of a different animal. How's it been going for you?
You know, you are right. This is definitely unique for all educators. It's been going very well. The kids have adjusted. We've adjusted. It's definitely not something that they, you know, teach you in college on how to do distance learning. But we have such a great staff here in Albert Lea that we've kind of all come together. And it's really going well considering all of the things that are happening.
And again, where exactly are you teaching? What age?
I teach third grade at Halverson.
Okay, so you're having, I'm sure the kids are enjoying, well, not having to be at school all the time.
Right, they certainly are. But, you know, it's funny because they will write emails and things like that, just how much they miss seeing their friends and being in school. So, surprisingly, I think the long break is getting to them.
All right, well, let's get into the sports side of things. Again, Amber Shuey joining us here on KATE Radio when she was actually playing sports in Albert Lea. If you're trying to remember the name, it would have been Amber Sickles back then. But I want you to just give us, before we dive into each individual thing you did, just kind of a general background of your history with sports, when you got started playing, the sports you played with Albert Lea, and if you've done any coaching since then or anything like that. Just a real general timeline recap of how long you've been involved with sports just in general and the kind of, I guess, experience you've had throughout your life.
Sure. So I started, probably my main sport was basketball, and I started that really young, playing at the Y and playing traveling basketball. Had some great coaches growing up. Rich Murray and Mike Moore kind of followed our grade level through for traveling, and so had some great memories with that, lots of fun and some success in that area. And then after high school basketball, I went on to play college basketball at the University of Wisconsin River Falls and played there for my freshman, sophomore, and junior year. At the end of my sophomore year, I ended up breaking my ankle. So did some rehab and went back out my junior year, but was just really tough because I couldn't play the way I really wanted to. So that kind of ended that career, but learned a lot through that experience. So basketball is kind of my main sport. I also played softball here in Albert Lea. Again, started young with Park and Rec and had some great coaches, and was going to also try playing that in college as well, but the education program at River Falls was pretty intense, so just chose basketball, but also had a passion for softball as well, and kept playing like slow pitch softball and things like that. I also played volleyball in Albert Lea, and that was fun. I was a captain on that team. Lots of great memories, lots of great leadership opportunities in that area. And when I was younger, I also ran cross country and had an opportunity to be an alternate at one of the state tournaments, which was a really cool experience as well at such a young age. So that's kind of my sports history myself. Now my son is a sixth grader, and he plays football, basketball, and baseball, and I help coach basketball for his traveling team. And then my daughter, who's almost 10, she plays softball and basketball as well, and I help coach both of those activities. So kind of full circle with sports, playing myself at a young age and kind of going through that, and now coaching my own kids, which is a different experience, but very, very rewarding.
I mean, you mentioned you played four different sports at some point during your time here at Albert Lea. Not a lot of people are able to say that they've done that. What made you want to be so versatile in that way? What made you want to go from one sport to another and do so much as opposed to, well, a lot of people that I've talked to here talk about a lot of kids now just focus on one sport year round.
Right. And that's very true, and I think that's such a disservice for some of these athletes, especially in our sides of town. But for me, it was just being part of a team was such a great thing. No matter what the sport was, you just kind of had an instant group of friends, an instant feeling of belonging, and just working together for a common goal. I just think it's something that carried us into life in adulthood. So I think it was, there wasn't any question for me to be part of a team basically every season because it's all I knew and I loved every minute of it.
When you first started out, was it always basketball that you thought was your number one sport?
I think it was the sport that was most accessible for me. You know, I had a hoop in my front yard. My mom would bring me to the Y almost every weekend. I didn't really need, you know, like with softball, you needed somebody to play catch with you or throw you the ball so you could hit. Where basketball, you can really become better on your own and then incorporate those skills into the team aspect. So it kind of was the driving one, even at a young age.
And going forward, when you played basketball in Wisconsin at River Falls, you mentioned how you had that injury that ended up not ending your career, but you said you couldn't end up playing the way that you wanted to.
Yep.
What was it like kind of facing that reality that you weren't going to be able to do it the same way you always had? How tough was that?
You know, it was really tough at the time. You spend your life kind of thinking about how you think you want things to play out, and I just assumed I would be playing all 4 years there. And so when that happened, it really taught me a lot about adversity and perseverance. And that junior year when I went back out and it was kind of not the way I wanted to end, I just kind of knew, though, it was time. I wasn't helping my team the way I needed to, and I kind of was already looking for that next step in my life of, okay, I've got 1 year left, and now I'm going to be a teacher, and what does that look like? So it was, you know, it was discouraging, but it taught me a lot through that process, and I think it was time. It was the right timing.
How long did it take you? I mean, you mentioned you went out for that junior year. How long was it from, I guess, start of the season to when you realized, all right, I'm not doing this the way that I want to be?
You know, I played that whole season out, and there was a group of four of us seniors that kind of decided at the end of the year that we were ready to focus on our careers and kind of take that next step. So it was, you know, toward the end of the year that we kind of made a decision together. But definitely through that whole year, it was in the back of my mind because it just wasn't, like I said, I wasn't able to play the way I wanted to. I didn't feel like I was, you know, helping the team out the way that I used to be able to or that I wanted to.
Well, you had other people there with you, though, it sounds like. So that definitely,
yes,
I'm sure, helped.
For sure, for sure. And I've been blessed with such great teammates all the way through, you know, from a really young age through high school and college. Great friendships that I still hold today. So I think that makes a big difference, too.
Do you have an earliest memory of just when you started playing whatever it was, basketball, softball, volleyball, any of it, where you just kind of realized that this was something for you? You caught on, you got that itch, you had that feeling of success, something that you knew, all right, I want to continue to keep working and have the opportunity to feel it more.
Yeah, I would say probably in junior high is where I kind of started to realize that, you know, if I work at this, this could be something that I could pursue. And not that it came easy, but it was something that I knew that if I kept working hard, putting in the time, putting in the effort, it would pay off in the end. And so I would say probably that junior high age was where I was kind of starting to see success and realizing that, okay, I went to the Y all summer long, and now I'm better because of that. So this is kind of how this is going to work. So, you know, kind of that junior high age was when I kind of started to put things together, I think, and realized that this is something I really wanted to pursue.
That's interesting. I guess I want to ask, how do you feel like that translates to other things in life, that idea of just realizing that the hard work pays off?
Oh, I think it's huge. I think sports teach you so much about what the real life is all about. Like I said, you know, being part of a team, being part of something bigger than yourself, I think just learning that at a young age is huge when it comes to stepping out and being in the workforce or even being part of a family. Just realizing that, you know, you've got to put forth more effort and, you know, sometimes that it comes back to you, and sometimes it doesn't, and that's just the way it works.
How has coaching your children helped you connect with them in a different way than, well, obviously you're their mother, so you know them pretty well. It's not like that's the problem, but just
right.
In coaching them, what have you been able to experience? You mentioned how rewarding that's been.
Yeah, it's been great just to see them in a different aspect, too, other than just being their mom, you know, seeing them with their friends, seeing them kind of fall into this, you know, I got to work hard in order for this to work, and it's not about me, it's about my team. And just kind of working through those things, having similar experiences, you know, we'll get done with the game and, you know, one of them will be upset about it, and I'll say, okay, you know, how can we learn from this? Where do we go from here? Because I kind of lived through that, so I can kind of relate a little bit with them. And it's just been fun. You know, I just love kids. That's why I'm a teacher, too. But seeing things through their eyes versus what I see, you know, we'll get done with the practice, and I'll say, okay, I saw this. How did you see it? And sometimes it's the same, and sometimes it's completely different. So it gives me a new aspect, even just reading things through children's eyes versus how I see them.
You mentioned growing up playing basketball. You guys had the same kind of two coaches throughout as you were starting out. Do you feel like that's a better way to go about it, or was it a better way for you at least to go about at least those earlier years as opposed to maybe in the other sports you were in where you had a different coach every single year out?
Right. I do think it was very beneficial. I think we got used to their coaching style, and they got used to kind of how they could coach us. And the two gentlemen that I mentioned were so giving of their time and their patience and their effort. And it just, I think it does make a difference to build that relationship up versus having somebody new every year. So I do think it made a big difference in how we played and kind of how, what a positive experience that was for us.
Do you plan on continuing to coach both of your children up until whatever level it may be, middle school, high school?
I do, until they tell me they don't want me to anymore.
Well, that's good. I think, like you said, it's definitely something that helps you connect with the kids in a way than it's outside just when they get home from school and see their mom every day.
Right, for sure.
All right, Amber, it's been really nice talking to you. I do want to ask before you go, we've been asking every single person that we talk to about this. There's no sports going on, and sports fans have that time slot when they're usually watching games that they really have nothing to do. So I want to ask you, during this time where you've been staying inside, what have you been watching on Netflix, reading, TVs, movies? Sports-related would be nice, but of course does not have to be. What do you recommend? What are your suggestions?
Well, I have been reading a lot of devotionals, just kind of trying to get through this time like everybody else and trying to find a purpose within it all. But we have also been playing a lot of spike ball in our house. We have a bigger room where we can play this in our house, and it's kind of a fun game. It gets you moving, gets you sweating. So although we're not watching sports, we're still active because with two young children, we have to be.
Well, it's been great talking to you. Amber Shuey, an Albert Lee High School Hall of Famer, joining us here on Kate Radio to talk a little bit about her story with sports, past and now present, too, on the sidelines with her kids as well. Thanks again, Amber, for talking to us for a few minutes. We appreciate all the work that you're doing as a teacher during this time, and that's really unusual for everyone right now. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you again in the future.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for having me.